PJM suspended plans for a transmission line connecting Delaware to nuclear-powered Artificial Island, New Jersey last August after first state lawmakers complained about the cost structure of the project. This new version of the Artificial Island project is significantly cheaper, with the cost dropping from $400 million to $175 million. But the root problem remains the same, Delaware shouldering 60% of the cost and receiving 10% of the benefits. Vice President of Planning for PJM, Stephen Herling, says he agrees the cost distribution is unfair, but says federal regulators determine that calculation on where the energy is flowing.
For the vast majority of projects, the parties that are causing a problem and the parties that are going to use the solution are largely the same.
But that's not the case in this project. The transmission line is for boosting regional stability, not providing additional power to Delmarva customers. Representative Trey Pardee says if PJM knows the cost allocation is unfair, it should join Delaware in arguing that point to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
We're looking for friends. We're looking for advocates. We want help to make the case that the current proposed cost allocation is not fair to Delaware ratepayers.
But Herling says PJM doesn't advocate on behalf of ratepayers, and it plans to lift a suspension on the project next month. Delaware lawmakers and consumer advocates say they'll file another complaint with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission if the cost structure doesn't change. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.